producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for doing it, tuning in. Jeez, man, woo, you can tell it's a Friday. Thank you all for tuning in and not tuning out. We've been very blessed not having a serious hurricane season thus far. I mean, making it to, mid to late October without a major hurricane, we've been pretty lucky. Unfortunately, it looks like our luck ran out, and we are expecting a probably, they say, one of the fiercest ever hurricanes right now coming towards Mexico, with remnants coming then to Texas and the southern southeast United States. They say right now tens of thousands of people are being evacuated right now from Mexico's Pacific coast. This is the strongest hurricane ever recorded in the Western Hemisphere, and they think in the Pacific and Atlantic. This jumped so quickly up to 200 miles per hour that it is now Category 5. The U.S. National Hurricane Center has predicted this hurricane to have potentially catastrophic landfall. Usually I talk about hurricane preparedness each year, but I really haven't done that much because we haven't had any major hurricanes. So I quickly want to review some things. Unfortunately, what they're expecting with this is some pretty intense damage. They're thinking it's going to lift up automobiles, destroy homes not sturdily built with cement and steel. They think it can drag people outside when it strikes. They say people on the coast are in the most danger, especially people living in the state of Jalisco, that has a population of more than 7.3 million. They say a high percentage of framed homes are going to be destroyed with roof failure and wall collapse, according to the Hurricane Center. There's going to be fallen trees, power poles, isolating residential areas, and these power outages could possibly last for weeks. We need to be prepared and on standby. The Red Cross and other sorts of charities and organizations may need our help with this. At about 8 a.m. this morning, it was 125 miles southeast from Manzanillo, Mexico, moving to the north at about 10 miles an hour, and they think the storm is going to be at Category 5 as it hits land. 50,000 people, I guess, have already evacuated, and I guess the three Mexican states of Colima, Jalisco, and Nayarit are right now undergoing emergency preparation, including the resort town of Puerto Vallarta, which I believe is in the state of Jalisco. All right, so what to do, all right, to prepare. Okay, you got to prepare. So, all right, and I mean, again, you know, I know this is, you know, right now happening to another country, but it could happen to any of us. And these are things that it's common sense type stuff that we need to know. Okay, make sure you have your disaster supplies. The worst time to start preparing for a hurricane is once the hurricane is hitting. This is when the store shelves are completely empty. Okay, always have your disaster supply ready. Water, food, dried foods, water filters, that kind of stuff, okay? They say bring in anything that could be picked up by the wind. If you got bicycles out there, lawn furniture, grandma sitting out there, bring her in. Close your windows, doors, hurricane shutters. If you don't have hurricane shutters, you got to board up the windows and the doors with plywood. Otherwise, you're going to have glass all over the place. Turn your refrigerator and the freezer to the coldest setting. Keep them closed as much as possible so your food will last longer if the power goes out. You got to turn off the propane tank so you don't have anything blow up. Unplug your small appliances. Fill your car's gas tank. Smart thing to do, so that's ready to go. But make sure your car's in an area where hopefully it won't get flipped. Make sure you have a hurricane evacuation plan, okay? I mean, if you aren't leaving and already evacuating, nowhere to go. Okay, know what roads you're going to take, know where you're going to go, know where your local shelters will be. All right. If you have any family members with special medical needs, you want to check with your community hurricane response plan and find out if there's a way where you can, I guess, record who they are, where you guys are planning to go, what path you're going, so that if, God forbid, anything happens, you guys are missing. All right, people know. And then while you are evacuating, obey orders. Okay, the government is going to tell you guys where to go. Okay, avoid flooded roads. There's going to be some bridges that are washed out. You want to avoid that. Okay, and then, you know, make sure you have water. They say at least a three-day supply, 1 gallon per person per day. Food, according to the American Red Cross, they recommend a three-day supply of non-perishable, easy-to-prepare food. If you could have a week supply, I would say that's even better. The more, the better. Okay? Make sure you have flashlights. Make sure you have a radio. Okay? Battery-powered. Why not? Power's going to be out. You can't be sitting there looking at TV. So make sure you have a radio. Make sure you have plenty of batteries. Make sure you have a first aid kit. Make sure you have at least a week of your medication. Okay? Your hearing aids, your glasses, your contact lenses, syringes for your insulin. A multi-purpose tool isn't bad. Sanitation and personal hygiene items. You're going to need tampons. Trust me. Your personal documents should be laminated. Waterproof if you have, like proof of address. Your deed or lease to your home, they say. Passports, birth certificates, insurance policies, medication lists. Anything that's pertinent or important. If you have to imagine yourself out, you know, without a house, what are you going to need? Have your cell phone with hopefully automatic chargers, contact information of family members. Make sure you have extra cash, emergency blanket, maps of the area, baby supplies, pet supplies. Okay, your pet's coming with you. I know, pet supplies. Make sure they have food, their toy. I know my kitty cats are going to need their toys, all right? If you have an extra set of car keys or house keys, get them. If you have extra clothing, rain gear, insect repellent, sunscreen, and then, you know, take pictures of the damage. And then the recovery. Okay, hopefully you guys are okay. All right. Make sure you're still listening to the news. There could be after effects. There could be mudslides. There could be other sorts of disasters going on. You want to be able to hear. Careful driving around. Don't start driving around being looky loose. Okay? Because, again, you could become a victim as well. Stay away from loose or dangling power lines. If there's buildings with water around it, be careful. Inspect your home for damage. But if you don't think it's safe, don't go in there. No candles. Don't be running around with candles, okay, or torches. Use your flashlights and check your refrigerator. If there's anything spoiled, throw it out. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Your house is under attack. Every day, our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odor, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hey guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really, really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so every now and then I get an email from a young student. You know, everybody's now young compared to me. And, you know, contemplating medicine, okay, and I don't talk them out of it, all right? I think it's extremely rewarding. I understand Obamacare is kind of changing the scenario and the environment and the landscape too quickly for my personal taste, but the taking care of patients will always be there, and I'm for it, okay? But he was talking about how he doesn't know if he can handle stress. And, you know, he wants a lucrative job, but what kind of jobs out there, I guess, would be lucrative without stress? Because everybody has stress. Even Donald Trump. Everybody's like, oh, you know, if I was rich, I wouldn't be. Rich people have stress. I mean, look at movie stars. Movie stars are probably more stressed than we think because what if they don't get the movie? Or what if their show gets canceled or the movie doesn't get premiered and that was supposed to be their big break? And without being in, you know, a super hot movie, then you may not get asked to do another movie. And so I think everybody has, you know, some form of stress. Radio people, we're stressed a lot. So, radio and medicine, so I'm super stressed. But this was an interesting article. I saw this on Jerry Doyle's Epoch Times. Written by Time Magazine, 24 high-paying jobs that are low in stress. Okay, career expert Lawrence Chatkin, Ph.D., compared average salaries and stress levels of the 767 occupations identified by the U.S. Department of Labor to identify jobs with the perfect combination of high pay and low stress, and he says there's plenty. He says the stress tolerance for each job is a rating on a scale from 0 to 100, where a lower rating signals less stress. It measures how frequently workers must accept criticism and deal effectively with high stress on the job. The data was gathered by the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics and the U.S. Occupational Information Network. So here are 24 jobs that pay more than 70 grand a year on average, earning a stress tolerance rating of 70 or lower. So this is from the, I guess, lowest stress to the highest stress. Materials scientists. They average 94 grand a year. And I guess they research and study substances in the atomic and molecular levels and the ways in which substances react with each other, use knowledge to develop new and improved products. Yeah, but you know what? Okay, the less exciting, the less stress, right? You need to have a bachelor's degree, master's degree, or Ph.D. $94,000 a year for that one if you want to be a materials scientist. Okay, mathematicians. I like math. A lot of you guys are good at math. You conduct research in fundamentals mathematics. Is pi really pi? See? That could be fascinating. Or an application of mathematical techniques to science, management, and other fields. Solve problems in various fields using mathematical models. You need a bachelor's or a master's degree. Maybe a doctorate for private companies, but you can make 104 grand a year. A geographer. Geographers make about 75 grand a year. A little bit more stressful than a mathematician, but still low on the stress level. You study the nature and use of areas of Earth's surface. You conduct research on physical aspects of a region. You conduct research on the spatial implications of human activities within a given area. So, like, for example, Apple comes out with a new iPhone. You see a bunch of people run and stampede each other to get into line at Apple. A geographer could research that and make 75 grand 600. Economists, believe it or not, economists are kind of low on the stress scale. They study the production and distribution of resources, goods, and services, and it appears many economists can get by with a bachelor's degree and still make six figures, $105,290. Statisticians. Many of you guys know I was a math whiz going to school, but biostatistics, for some reason, I got a B in. Could not get that A. I think I got a B. Yeah. I don't think I got anything lower than a B in college. I have to figure that out. Using statistical methods to collect and analyze data and help solve real world problems in business, engineering, sciences, and other fields. But you need a graduate degree. You can make 84 grand on that one. Agricultural engineers. You apply knowledge of engineering, technology, and biological science to agricultural problems concerned with power and machinery, electrification, structures, soil and water conservation, and processing agricultural products. Guys, again, this doesn't have to be the most exciting job ever. You can make 75 grand a year, bachelor's degree preferred. Okay? Let me see. What other jobs do they have here? You know what? Again, you know, it's not that we're trying to find where to make the most money. It's just how to find a job with longevity. I mean, a big thing I've seen as a doctor is a lot of you guys love your jobs per se, all right, but you don't like your careers. Okay, your coworkers you're working with, your supervisors, your bosses, and then you quit. We need to find you a job that you guys could stick with long term. Physicists. Physics was my least liked science. I really like biology and chemistry more, but physicists make 117 grand a year, they say. Okay, so you develop theories, devise methods to physics laws like Newton's law. If you really get all excited about Newton's law, you could be a physicist. Economics teachers. If you teach economics, a lot of times you need a PhD, but you can make six figures, 102 grand, they say. Astronomers. Now, some of us like that, okay, because we all want to go to a foreign planet except me. I have no desire to go to a foreign planet. But they look at astronomical phenomena. Many times you need a PhD, but you can make six figures, 107,000. Geoscientists, except the hydrologists or geographers, can make about 105 grand looking at the composition, structure, and other physical aspects of Earth. Some of you guys think, don't we know it all of it already? No, we don't. Apparently, we're still studying. And they'll pay you six figures to do that. Law teachers. You teach courses in law. You don't necessarily have to be a lawyer, but you teach law. Law schools, they make money. So they're going to pay good money, 126 grand a year to teach law. And I bet you get holidays off. I mean, that could be pretty cool. Operations research analysts. So you look at complex issues, you identify and solve problems, make better decisions, and operations research analyst, $82,000. I would like to do that, where you go in as a Monday morning quarterback, and you go, okay, what the hell did you guys do? Okay, you could have done this better. Do it this way and do it this way. Thank you. Call me next week. I could totally do that. That's easy. Actuaries. Actuaries analyze the financial costs of risk and uncertainty. 110,000. You need a bachelor's degree and series of exams to become certified. Now, are you guys saying that not all of these, you could actually do these jobs without necessarily having a bachelor's degree in that field? Okay? Like going back in Monday morning quarterbacking, a lot of us could do that. Computer and information system managers, 136 grand. We know they do well. For me, computers drive me crazy and stress me out, but I guess somebody really into computers, no. Application software developer, where you develop, create general computer applications and specialized utility programs, 99 grand. Imagine being the one to come up with Candy Crush. Hydrologists sound cool. Oh, hi, this is our first date. What do you do? I'm a hydrologist. Ooh, that sounds sexy. You make 81 grand a year, not as stressful as other jobs, and you study how water moves across and through the Earth's crust. That, I think, kind of sounds cool. I don't want to be a geologist or a geographer, but I would really, really dig watching water. I just love waterfalls and stuff. Orthodontists make 200 grand. Orthodontists are the ones that treat dental misalignments, oral activity anomalies, put in the dental appliances and the braces. 200 grand. You need a bachelor's degree, 4-year dental school, 2 to 3 years of residency training, but you're not dealing with Obamacare. Most of these dental appliances and stuff is cash. So that could be kind of nice. I know, sign me up. Computer hardware engineers. All right. Again, it's the computer. To me, this wouldn't apply for the stress, but you can make $110,000. Art director. You're responsible for the visual style of images and magazines, newspapers, movie and television productions, 97 grand. They add marine engineers and naval architects, optometrists. Not too bad. Six-figure jobs, guys. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Your house is under attack. Every day, our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odor, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only, Sokolov Law LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today, 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
The legendary Dr. Joe Wallach, heard on Alex Jones, George Norrie, Benny Hinn, and so many more, is on his 90 for Life tour, and you can see him live and in person Monday, October 26, 6:30 p.m. at the Unity Village, 1901 Northwest Blue Parkway, Unity Village, Missouri. Don't miss this incredible event. Call 615-389-7733 to reserve your seats today. That's 615-389-7733.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, we're being told there is a woman who could smell Parkinson's disease. There's a woman in Scotland that could actually smell the neurological disease on a person's skin. Joel Milne's husband died at the age of 65, 20 years after he was diagnosed with Parkinson's. But Miss Milne had detected whiffs of a new smell on him as early as 6 years before he was diagnosed. I know it kind of makes you worry a little bit, okay? His smell changed, and it seemed difficult to describe. It wasn't all of a sudden. It was a very subtle, musky smell. It wasn't until Milne joined the charity Parkinson's UK that she realized that she could smell that similar musk on people diagnosed with the disease. She told BBC she could always smell things other people couldn't smell and mentioned her ability to scientists at an event one day. Edinburgh University decided to test Mill's talents by providing her with T-shirts from six people with Parkinson's and six people without. Scientists were impressed that she accurately determined 11 out of 12 cases. Even though she smelled Parkinson's on one of the T-shirts from a person without the disease, that 12th person contacted the scientist 12 months later, saying he had been diagnosed, making Mill's record then 12 for 12. The Parkinson's UK charity is now sponsoring research to pinpoint whether a molecular change occurs in the skin of people with Parkinson's that leads to the potential odor that Miss Milne smelled. Now, I know a lot of you guys are like, well, she'll make a killing. Forget about those other stress jobs, Dahlia. Just have her sit there and smell people. She could charge $5 a smell and just have her smell people in droves. Make sure she has a good decongestant on board in case, you know, she starts to get allergies and she can't smell as well. But, wow. Wowee. I believe it. You have some people that have special skills, and I believe that certain diseases have certain smells. That is pretty incredible. Plague, we don't really talk about as much because it doesn't seem to hurt people like it used to, but it's been in the news. They talk about plague been infecting people for thousands of years. They say, but it may not have always looked like the Black Death of medieval times or even earlier plagues. They look at the teeth of Bronze Age skeletons, and they show plague has been infecting people for at least 5,700 years. All right? But because it wasn't spread at the time by fleas, people might not have gotten it to the degree that they did when the Black Plague hit. They said our results show that plague infection was endemic in human populations of Eurasia at least 3,000 years before any historical recordings of pandemics. The team led by researchers at the University of Copenhagen in Denmark. Endemic means it was always around, a constant threat. But the earliest samples they got didn't look like modern plague. It didn't have the genetic mutations like we see with Yersinia pestis bacteria, which live inside the guts of fleas. Yersinia pestis has still been implicated in bubonic plague that we've seen scarcely throughout the country. So they say it didn't have the mutation that causes bubonic plague, which is the most horrific form, where you get these big, huge swellings of lymph glands, and we call those buboes. It also didn't have a mutation that let it evade the human immune system so easily. And these mutations didn't show up till about 1686 B.C. So maybe the pneumonic plague, okay, the one that goes instead of making buboes, big swollen glands, affects the lungs, that they think could have been around, that could have spread also. There was also septicemia plague. That unfortunately happens when you don't treat bubonic or pneumonic. Now we treat it with antibiotics. Okay, you take some antibiotics and we could effectively treat it. Back in the olden days, you couldn't. All right, and unfortunately, plague killed. You would put sick people in a certain area, separate them. There would be some rare people that seemed immune, or you had caretakers that would selfishly, you know, put themselves at risk to take care of the sick, and then unfortunately they would be, you know, become ill. And plague was pretty scary. We lost a lot of people. Yersinia pestis still causes plague, they say, occasionally infecting people. It thus far has infected 15 people and killed them this year alone. Globally, 1,000 to 2,000 cases, according to the World Health Organization. In the past, we talked about it taking out populations. So, interesting how they could take a look at old skeletons and be able to see the plague. I think that stuff is cool. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so, you know, we talk about these health crises, and the World Health Organization wants to include red meat in its encyclopedia of carcinogens. The World Health Organization is to list processed meat among the most cancer-causing substances next to arsenic and asbestos. Bacon, burgers, sausages are now considered as dangerous a cancer threat as cigarettes. They say fresh red meat also joining the Encyclopedia of Carcinogens and is likely to be ranked as only slightly less dangerous than preserved meats. The rulings have been revealed to Daily Mail and I guess is probably going to freak some people out. Okay, and some people are saying, well, we need to have guidelines and warnings on meat. The classifications by the World Health Organization International Agency for Research on Cancer comes amid mounting concern that meat fuels the disease, which claims thousands upon thousands of lives when it comes to colon cancer and bowel cancer. So if red meat and processed food causes bowel cancer, why aren't, which is, you know, in most countries, the second leading cause of cancer death. Number one is still lung. Why do we only have recommendations on cigarettes and not meat? See? I don't know. Maybe the cows need to have, you know, a sign on them saying, don't eat me. A lot of us really love our red meat. So ham, bacon, pastrami, salami, hot dogs, sausages, even burgers. So, I mean, a lot of us now, this is what we do, we eat meat. Okay, I mean, meat has been in our diet. You know, meat used to be a delicacy years ago. It used to be a special occasion. Now, many of us have meat on a regular basis. I remember Mulligan Stew back in school, 4-4-3-2. You had to get 2 proteins a day, either by your eggs, your nuts, or meat. Now, people are getting multiple servings of protein. I don't know if our bodies were designed for that. Think about it. Back in the olden days, your body was designed to hunt and gather. Okay, if you were able to hunt down a zebra, it was probably a rare occurrence. Didn't happen that often during the week. And when you did, you feasted on it, and your body dealt with it. I don't think your bodies were ever designed to eat meat all the time. Now, I know some of you guys that are vegetarian, like, you see, Dahlia, when are you going to tell people to become vegetarian? I don't know. I don't know if I'm ready to do that yet. I can't tell people to come vegetarian if I'm not a vegetarian. And I don't know if I could become a vegetarian. I mean, if you're a vegetarian, you can't eat meat. And I like meat. I like steak. I don't eat steak often because I can't afford it. But steak, I mean, you know, like a fancy steak dinner, that's like expensive stuff. And I don't really go to the grocery store and buy steak. I'll buy some ground beef or ground turkey. I buy a lot of chicken. But my recommendation to you guys as your radio doc is start moving towards non-red meat, okay? Try to eat more chicken, fish, try to get more fish into you if you can. Watch the mercury and eat more vegetables. And I've already told you guys, try a few meals a week, strictly vegetarian, no meat. You could do it. Okay, let's say you go and you make yourself a Caesar salad. Don't put chicken on the Caesar salad. Just try the Caesar salad for one meal that week. Just try it. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing releasing nerves. Sit on the sacro wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacro wedgie.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Your house is under attack. Every day, our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So Oregon's Attorney General yesterday filed a lawsuit against GNC Holdings for allegedly selling dietary products containing illegal ingredients. This is now adding new pressure to supplement retailers. In a complaint filed in Multnomah County, Oregon Circuit Court, the state alleges that GNC sold thousands of products containing two potentially dangerous synthetic ingredients, picamilon and BMPEA. Picamilon or mylon has not been approved in the U.S., I guess, is a synthetic chemical developed in the former Soviet Union and is used in Russia as a prescription drug to treat neurological conditions, according to the Attorney General's office. BMPEA is a powerful synthetic stimulant similar to amphetamine, which is banned in sports by the World Anti-Doping Agency. They say Pittsburgh-based GNC said it would vigorously defend itself and that the claims are without merit. It also said it has taken action to stop selling products with the ingredients following recent statements from the US FDA about the two substances. The Oregon complaint alleges that GNC staff knew of picamilon status. Is it picamilon? I don't know. Just picamilon just doesn't sound like a drug to me. As an unlawful dietary ingredient as early as 2007, but still sold thousands of units of supplements containing the ingredient. They say it is scary to know that certain products sold by GNC contain an ingredient that is not even labeled, let alone approved in the U.S. or approved in the U.S. The complaint also alleges GNC continues selling products containing picamilon, even after Oregon authorities contacted the company in June asking for information on the company's use of the ingredient. And the company only stopped selling the products with the BMPEA after the FDA sent the warning letters to its suppliers earlier this year, stating that the substance does not meet statutory definition of a dietary supplement. The FDA does not consider this picamilon a legal, a legal dietary ingredient, according to a declaration by a representative of the agency that was attached to the Oregon lawsuit. Okay, so what does this mean for you or me? All right, I don't usually buy a lot of supplements, but what I'm frustrated about with this is we have good supplements out there. We just, I mean, it just, how do you as a consumer know which ones to buy? I mean, that's what's kind of frustrating. There's a lot of companies out there. There's a lot of doctors saying, I trust this, I trust this. And that's, you know, sometimes that's all you can go by. You know, if a doctor has used it on his patient population, he obviously would get into a lot of trouble recommending something that would hurt you. You know, you trust your doctor. Sometimes your doctor approving a supplement, gives you, you know, some feeling of confidence and something like that that, you know, could be safe. But, you know, my question even to a lot of doctors that are selling supplements is, how do you know what's really in them? Now, selling of supplements is going to happen more and more. You're noticing a lot of doctors are now selling things out of the office. In order to stay alive in this business, you can't just see patients on insurance. Okay? A lot of doctors are charging cash. A lot of doctors are selling things out of their office. I have not sold any supplement because, I mean, I don't know which supplement I completely trust. All right? And I, you know, I'd rather not make the money and know that I'm not recommending something that could possibly potentially hurt you or interfere with a medication you're on. But let me stress, there are good supplements out there, okay? For example, like longevity. I haven't heard anything bad about it. All right, I'm hearing great, great case stories of people liking it, okay? Do I know 1,000% for sure what's in them? No, but you know, I know, all right? But, you know, at least I haven't heard anything bad. And so it's frustrating for you as a consumer because many of you guys take stuff. One of my patients took selenium. They took selenium and they said they slept better. All right. I mean, are they honestly taking full on selenium? Selenium? No, they're taking a supplement that says it has selenium in it as the active ingredient, but they say they're feeling better. You know, how a lot of us doctors have taken this approach and this attitude towards supplements is if you're feeling better and you like it and it's not hurting you, go for it. But now, you know, you have like GNC here, you know, getting into trouble, all right, for selling the stuff. All right, you know, how does GNC know what's in everything? Well, I guess, you know, people are expecting if you're going to sell the product, you know what the hell is in it. So, unfortunately, many supplement companies out there are going to have to, are probably going to lose a lot of money in the process, because their products, which may be good, if there's any question about it, it may not get sold. So I think for the consumer, that could be safer. But as a consumer who likes to take their supplements, that could be a pain. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. They say doctors may be discouraging patients to get the HPV Gardasil vaccine. They say a research revealed that the doctors are the ones that are the biggest obstacle to getting the HPV vaccine and are critical to addressing low coverage. This study was published in the Cancer Epidemiology, Biomarkers, and Prevention, which is a journal for the American Association of Cancer Research. This is made by a group of physicians at Harvard. The report included a survey to 776 pediatricians and family docs completed in 2014. They assessed the quality of their HPV vaccine, and they fully recommended to strengthen its endorsement. This was recommended in three possible periods. Okay, timeliness, when the child or the patient was 11 to 12, consistency, and then urgency. Let's say like recommending same-day vaccination or recommending consistency, getting your regular vaccines. They said they were surprised that physicians so often reported recommending HPV vaccination inconsistently, behind schedule, or without urgency. From the survey, 27% of physicians didn't even endorse the vaccine or deliver timely recommendation. 26% of doctors were not timely with girls. 39% were not timely with boys. About 59% of physicians used a risk-based approach to recommend HPV. Only 51% said, we're going to do it today. All right, so here's the problem, okay? Among all the vaccines we have out there, now we have another. And it's an expensive one. A lot of doctors don't stock it. Or if they do stock it, they have to hope to high heaven that insurance reimburses them. Then they have to convince, a parent to not only vaccinate their kid right then and there, but to come back for the next two. The HPV vaccine, I recommend it to everybody, girls and boys over 11. I recommend it. Okay? Do I stock it? No. I can't afford to stock it. So I don't. So I recommend they get it at the health department, or they get it at their pediatrician, or they get it at their gynecologist, etc. You have a lot of 25-year-old women that still have not received it. And I make the recommendation, but is it actually getting done? These are people that have the vaccine, and it still didn't get done. And I think you're getting a lot of pushback from parents going, not another vaccine, you know? And it's very worrisome for them. Now, mind you, throat cancer, HPV-caused throat cancer is very, very scary. And I am going to recommend my boys get it. Have I given my boys their vaccination yet? No, they won't even take their flu shot. I really can't control my boys that well. But a big problem I have with the HPV vaccine, and one of the reasons why I haven't done it yet, I got to be very honest as a mom, okay, because I got two boys, and I don't want them letting get an HPV throat cancer. What I'm instead doing is telling them no oral sex later. That's just something you don't do. And they don't really understand that either at this point. They're like, Mom, huh? But the big problem, one of the main reasons why I haven't started it is because I'm a little intimidated that what if I don't make the schedule correctly? And I'm a doctor. Okay, I should be able to handle this easy. Okay, I got all their vaccines done. They got their pertussis. They got all that. And maybe if I stock the HPV, I can make sure they get it. But making sure they go to their doctor and do it, I just haven't been able to commit. And I think that's what a lot of parents are doing, which is wrong, unfortunately. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
Yeah, hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down. Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification.
Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Atmospheric aluminum, mercury exposure, estrogen toxins from plastics, microwaves from cell phones and smart meters, and low-quality foods all combine to create conditions for the very high incidence of disease in our society. Now more than ever, we all need to be consuming those foods and herbs that epigenetically signal the cells of our body to produce energy, create proteins, and detoxify. When we properly support our bodies, then even in these toxic times, we can promote and achieve excellent health. One World Whey is the first energetically encoded whey protein food derived from Amish pastured cows on the U.S. market. After 3.5 years, we've heard miracles occur for so many people. One World Whey has a track record of promoting detoxification, improvement in elimination, and improvements in energy, skin quality, and elimination of inflammation. One World Whey is formulated to mirror the macronutrient ratios found in mother's milk. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld.com. W-H-E-Y.com.